The U.S. Supreme Court has invalidated the death sentence for a retarded man in Texas. The 6-3 vote was the second time the court has voided the death penalty for Johnny Paul Penry. Penry was convicted of raping and murdering a young woman more than two decades ago. NPR Legal Affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The court's decision was written, as was its previous ruling in this case, by Justice Sandra Day O'Connor. In legally blunt terms, she said that the Texas courts had simply not done what the Supreme Court told them to do in 1989. Back then, the justices invalidated Penry's death sentence because, the court said, the trial judge's instructions to the jurors did not allow the jury to weigh the mitigating factors of retardation and child abuse, factors that might well diminish the defendant's culpability. Back then, under Texas law, the judge told the jury to answer just three questions. Did the defendant act deliberately, without provocation, and would he pose a continuing danger to society? If the answer to all those questions was yes, the jury was required to and did sentence the defendant to die. But when the state retried Penry, the judge in the second trial told the jurors to answer the same three questions, with the caveat that in answering them, they should consider any mitigating evidence. Yesterday, Justice O'Connor said that instruction was illogical, even unethical, giving the jurors no way to give effect to the mitigating factors. After all, there is no doubt that Penry acted deliberately, without provocation, and is a continuing danger. So in order to sentence Penry to life instead of death, the jurors, she said, would have had to give a false answer to one of those three questions specified on the verdict sheet. Instead, she said, the jurors must be instructed in a manner that clearly allows them to consider factors that weigh against the death penalty. The mitigating evidence here is that Penry is retarded. State and school records document that he has the intelligence of a 7-year-old. State records also suggest that the retardation may have been caused by being dropped on his head by his abusive mother. Medical records and eyewitness testimony document that Penry was abused almost from infancy. He was cut and burned by his mother, locked in a room, and forced to eat his own feces. It is those factors that the Supreme Court said must be and were not considered forthrightly by the jury in determining whether to sentence Penry to die. Just what happens next in the Penry case is unclear. Penry's guilty verdict is unchanged, but to win a death sentence, there would have to be a new trial, and right now, sitting on the Texas governor's desk, is a bill passed by the state legislature banning the death penalty for the retarded. The governor must sign it or veto it by June 17th. But even if he does veto it, the Supreme Court has said it will revisit next year the whole issue of capital punishment for the retarded, and whether it's unconstitutionally cruel and unusual punishment. In the meantime, prosecutors say they are worried that Penry could get out of jail on parole, something Penry's lawyer, Bob Smith, says is only a theoretical possibility. The defense, he says, is willing to work with the state to make sure Penry is never released.
When you're not only retarded, but when you've led the kind of life this man has, where he was brutally abused by his mother, almost literally from birth, I'm not saying you can't blame him. But I'm saying you have to blame him a little less. Life imprisonment is enough punishment. No one's saying no punishment.
The Mosley family, the people who loved Pamela Mosley Carpenter before she was murdered, vacillated yesterday between outrage, disgust, and simple sadness. For more than 20 years, they've been frustrated in their desire to see Penry put to death. One-time football star Mark Mosley is Pamela Mosley Carpenter's brother.
We've been dealing with it for 22 years, so you'd think you'd get used to it, but I feel I have the same feelings right now today at this moment that I had the moment my dad called me on the phone and told me my sister had been murdered. I mean, and I don't know what's going to make it go away.
Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.